I was no great fan of Mother Angelica, but when I was in middle school, I remember that we found, or someone found us, it was a sort of a pyramid scheme to sell satellite dishes. And they came to the house, and it was kind of as my family was transitioning from our evangelical life to rediscovering the Catholic roots on my mom's side of the family. And I remember they called it the angel dish, I think. And so they were trying to get everybody onto the angel dish, and they had the Baptist preachers, and they had the Healing Channel, and they had EWTN with Mother Angelica. And my, oh my, could she pray the rosary. And I remember those little experiences, especially as a middle school, about this remarkable woman who had begun with so little and yet ended up touching the lives of so many millions. They say today EWTN reaches about 264 million homes in its transmissions around the world. Now, that EWTN foundress back in 1978, she was just a sister. And she visited a Baptist TV station in Chicago. They were up on top of a skyscraper, and they had a great studio for audience participation, perfect acoustics for the preaching. And she said, looking around, she said, "I've got to have one of these." And guess what? My brothers and sisters, Mother Angelica, although she is not yet a saint, she was animated by the stuff of sanctity. She just died last Easter at 92 years old, having spent almost every living and waking moment to bring the gospel to people like you and me. Mother Angelica, the reason I tell that whole story, she found a way. She found a call. She discovered that the Lord was able to work through her more powerfully than she could ask or imagine. And she said this, and this is how I started even thinking about these scriptures that we have this week. Mother Angelica once said, in her very quotable style, "God wants you to be in the world, but he wants you to be different from the world, so different from the world that you will change the world. So get cracking," is what she said. And I love that kind of intensity that only somebody like her with the determination of a lifetime. You see, my brothers and sisters, to establish an international TV station, I think that's being in the world. But it's being so different from the world because the message that she wanted to carry to the ends of the earth was not a message that you found very commonly on television. In fact, unique among the voice of television was the beautiful clarity of the gospel radiating out to the ends of the earth. She wasn't content with the airwaves. She wasn't even content with the TV waves. She got into the world of satellites. I remember the big news when EWTN launched its own satellite and could do its own transmissions. What a beautiful message to be in the world, but so different from the world that we transform the world. I think if we're listening closely, that takes us back a few weeks in the Sermon on the Mount, where the Lord himself says, "You are to be light and salt, and let that light shine so brightly before men that they may see your goodness and give all glory and praise to the Father." For 4 weeks now, we've been in the school of our Lord, receiving his teaching, challenged by his words, asking, what does he mean? Why didn't he soften what he said? In the first reading from Leviticus, we have this beautiful line. It pierces right to the heart. In fact, it's in a frame in our gathering space. I might say I'll give a dollar to the young person that can find it first if you can come and find me after Mass. But it's out there. At least it was when I walked into Mass. "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Now, before we start coming up with all sorts of pious definitions for holiness, note that the Old Testament defines holiness in one way: to be different, to be set apart. So if we're called to be different or set apart, like God is different or set apart, we're called to be like God. God's greatest quality, we praise it in every Mass: holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. But as we say different and set apart, we don't mean detached. We don't mean distant. Of course, something that's detached and distant can't really influence or impact the world in which it finds itself. No, the kind of different, the kind of set apart, is the kind that Mother Angelica spoke of, to be different enough so that we can transform the world, beginning with our own hearts. The kind of difference, the kind of holiness, is to be diffusive of the good, to be radiant like the sun, to shine those rays on the whole world, the good and the bad alike. Now, in a beautiful way, Jesus uses those two natural images. He says, your heavenly Father makes the sun rise on the bad and the good alike, and he causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. I love those two natural images. Of course, he's been shining his rays on us in these recent days. Who would imagine February here in Minnesota? But what a gift that he's given us in the very day in which we find ourselves, a living example of what he means. That shining, that broadcasting of the beauty and the rays and the warmth of the sun radiates. It doesn't just cautiously or calculatingly or stingily dole out little by little. It gives freely and fully from what it is. There's no narrowness in the sun, in the sun's rays. In fact, narrowness is against the very nature of love, because to be in love and to love those who are in need is to be diffusive of that goodness, to radiate, to share, and to shine. What a beautiful image that we're given. Love universally as your heavenly Father loves universally. And as we come to the last verse of this Matthew chapter 5, that for these last 4 weeks we've been pursuing, asking the Lord, teach us, remind us, strengthen us to be more confident in you. Does it come to an impossible conclusion as it builds to this crescendo? Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect? I would say not. I think it draws heavily upon Leviticus. Be holy, for the Lord your God is holy. Be different enough to change the world, but be willing to be in contact with the world so that it can be changed. My brothers and sisters, the perfection that the Lord invites us to, the perfection that the Lord demands from us, is a perfection in love. It's an achieving the goal for which we came into the world as light and salt, to make him known and loved. I want to use an image because I think it's the image that the ancient world and even Jesus himself had in mind when he used that word perfection. That's not a word that we might imagine we would hold up, us and those in our culture who are perfectionists. It's an image that's a very simple image taken from archery. Archery is about one goal, training for the sake of hitting the goal, hitting the target, hitting the bullseye with the arrow. If an arrow is shot in a direction towards a target, the goal is not to miss the target. The goal is to hit the target, to achieve the goal for which it has been sent. In the Old Testament, in the prophet Isaiah, we hear these beautiful words about why God spoke, why he gave his law, why he revealed his son, and why he gives us that call and mission. God says through the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and water the earth and make it bring forth abundant life, so does my word go forth. It will not return to me empty. It will accomplish what I sent it to do, and it will bring about the thing for which I sent it. This is the great meaning of perfection, reaching the goal, finding the target, allowing the Lord to stir our hearts, to become different enough from the world so that we can truly fulfill the purpose to radiate and broadcast the love of God to a world so sorely in need. When Jesus says in the gospel, it's no credit to you if you love those who love you. Everybody does that. Who doesn't love those who love them in return? Aim higher. It's almost like Jesus is behind us as we're struggling to pull back the bow. And he's saying, aim higher. Don't aim at what the tax collectors aim at. Don't aim at what the culture aims at. Don't aim at what the other TV producers aim at. Aim to the very height of God. Have the same goal as God has. And then perhaps you will discover the happiness for which you were made. This beautiful image of Christ behind us, teaching us by his word, showing us by his example, his left hand on our left hand, his chin on our right shoulder, his right hand holding the bowstring back and letting it go so that it can hit the mark. My brothers and sisters, that's what the Lord has been up to through these weeks, teaching us, guiding us, strengthening and reminding us to aim for nothing less than to be like God, to be different from the world and yet to be in the world so as to change the world.